DC 101 on Nice. Brian Adams and Christmas Time, Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe. Before that, it's 15 minutes after 8. The Grease Man here, stumbling through another stinking Monday, another joyous Monday. Dear Lord, please. They say sunny today with a high about 45 or 50. Same for the well, tomorrow, increasingly cloudy. Right now, it's 35 degrees. Let me take a peek out here and see what it's looking like. It's all right. We'll live with it. Yeah, I guess I'll pick up the maggot line. That's the only way I get through Mondays. Thank God. Thank God for the maggot line. The umbilical cord that joins us. Hello.
Hello, Grease Man.
Yes, it is I.
Oh, I'd like for you to talk to one of my employees.
What's the problem?
And she's going to have a baby, and her name is Debbie.
Put her on.
Thanks. Get on there.
Get on there, little darling.
Yeah.
Hi, Debbie.
We love you on TV. Hello?
Oh, thank you. Hi, little honey.
Hi.
Hop-a-da-hop-a-da-hop. Where'd you see me on TV, honey?
See you on TV?
Yeah, they just told me you love me on TV. Where'd you see me on TV?
No, I only see you on TV. I listen to you every morning when you talk to your little babies.
Oh, that was that inbred woman there confusing the television and the radio. I see. Okay. So how old are you, baby?
How old am I?
Yeah.
No, I'm 21.
And this is your first child?
Yeah.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, God. How this
I want to be married. I like the single life.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're dating and everything?
Am I dating?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my God. Dating in the... put the phone up to your belly immediately. I want that phone right there. I want to go deep inside your tummy. I want to question this baby and just find out what you've been doing. I want to find out if your lifestyle now as a single woman, and a woman who wants to stay single, and yet enjoy the miracle of childbirth, I wonder what the baby thinks about that. Hello? Little baby?
Hello! Thank God someone's come here! Get me out of here! Cesarean section, please!
Oh, no, honey, what's the matter?
I hear the tinkling of sleazy piano music. I hear the slash of frizzle sticks. I hear the murmur of small talk. I hear car doors slamming. I'm aware of the light coming on in Mommy's bedroom. And then... oh, it's awful. I have to hide behind the gallbladder. Sometimes I'm just pressed up against the wall, waiting for...
I'm sorry, honey, we can't do that. It's a healthy pregnancy. We can't just do a cesarean. And plus, you'd be a month early if we did that. Then you'd have to spend your time in an incubator.
At least that would be better than this. I'd rather be in an incubator all snug and warm and safe than in here constantly speckled.
All right, get a grip on yourself. Get a grip on yourself.
No, I don't want to. It's too terrible. Just picture you or
all right, now don't cry. Don't cry. Tell you what, I'll get you something nice for Christmas, okay?
I don't want anything for Christmas, but you can get something for my mommy that would help me.
Sure, anything. Well, what should I get her?
Get her a book on fudge packing, would you please? Thank you.
Klaus, if you can... And how do you...